The Federalist Papers. The Federalist Papers are a collection of 85 essays written in the late 1780s by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay. These essays were published under the pen name Publius and aimed to persuade the people of New York to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Today, they are considered some of the most important writings in American history, because they explain the ideas behind the Constitution and the principles of government it created. After the American Revolution, the United States was governed by the Articles of Confederation. However, the Articles had serious problems. They didn't give the federal government enough power to handle issues like collecting taxes, regulating trade, or maintaining a strong national defense. To address these problems, delegates from the states met in 1787 to create a new constitution. When the constitution was completed, it had to be approved or ratified by at least 9 of the 13 states to become law. This sparked debates across the country. Some people, known as Federalists, supported the new constitution because they believed a stronger central government was necessary. Others, called anti-federalists, opposed it because they feared it would give too much power to the federal government and threaten individual freedoms. Hamilton, Madison, and Jay wrote the Federalist Papers to convince people that the Constitution was a good idea and create a balanced government that protected the rights of citizens. The Federalist Papers covered many topics. 4 key ideas include 1. The need for a strong central government. In several essays, Hamilton argued that the Articles of Confederation were too weak to protect the nation and ensure its prosperity. He explained that a strong central government would provide stability, security, and the ability to address national issues effectively. 2. Checks and balances. Madison explained in Federalist No. 51 how the Constitution divided power among 3 branches of government: legislative, executive, and judicial. This system of checks and balances ensures that no single branch becomes too powerful, protecting citizens' rights. 3. The danger of factions. In Federalist No. 10, Madison warned about factions, or groups of people with specific interests that could harm the common good. We call them political parties today. He argued that the Constitution's structure would prevent any one faction or party from dominating the government. And 4, the importance of a strong union. Jay focused on the benefits of uniting the states under one federal government. In Federalist No. 2, he wrote about how a united nation would be stronger and better able to protect itself from foreign threats. At the time, the Federalist Papers were influential in the debate over ratifying the Constitution, especially in New York. They helped explain how the new government would work and address many concerns of the anti-Federalists. Eventually, New York and other states ratified the Constitution, and it became the law of the land in 1789. Today, the Federalist Papers are still studied by students, lawyers, and historians. They offer insight into the Founding Fathers' intentions and the principles behind the U.S. government. For example, when courts interpret the Constitution, they often refer to the Federalist Papers to understand its original meaning. The Federalist Papers remind us of the importance of a well-designed government. They highlight the need for balance between power and freedom and between federal and state governments. Even centuries later, the ideas in these essays continue to shape discussions about democracy and governance. By understanding the Federalist Papers, we gain a deeper appreciation of the Constitution and the foundations of American democracy. They serve as a guide for maintaining a government that is strong enough to govern, but limited enough to protect individual rights. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.